Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast, another remote edition. I'm John Schaefer, at home in Brooklyn. My guest, Anjimale, is at home in Boston. Born in Dallas to parents from Malawi, Anjimale Chitambo is releasing their debut album, Giver Taker, on Friday. It's a collection of songs about self-discovery, addiction, and Anjimale's own identity as a non-binary trans person. It's also a terrific record of African-tinged folk pop, and Anjimale is going to play some of it for us today, live, solo, and unplugged. This first song is called Baby No More.
Scary. What I done and might do, Mary. No, well, I done you wrong. Heartbreak from the King Heartbreaker. Weary, but somehow I'm still alive. So tell me. Am I not supposed to hurt you? Am I not supposed to make you cry? Damn, I just don't know good loving the right way. I can't be a baby no more. Can't be a baby no more. I can't be a baby no more. Cause I done gone crazy. Am I not supposed to hurt you? Not supposed to make you cry. Damn, I just don't know good loving the right way. Am I dead? Must be dead. Am I sick in my head? Am I wrong? Must be wrong. Best get gone. I can't be a baby no more. I can't be a baby no more. I can't be a baby no more.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. That is Anjimale performing live, not in our studio, but at home in Boston, and a remote performance of the song Baby No More, which you will find on the new album called Giver Taker, which comes out on Friday, the 18th. Anjimale, welcome to Soundcheck. It's great to see you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So this album, I've been really impressed by this record. I mean, each song is its own thing, obviously. But taken as a whole, the record feels like a single entity. So where were you in the making of this record? And I suppose you can take that question literally, where were you? But also kind of figuratively, what was the backstory that went into this batch of songs?
Yeah, so this album was written at a very specific point in my life where I was getting sober. I'm a recovering alcoholic, so I was in treatment in recovery for alcoholism and addiction. And I went to a treatment center in Florida, and I was in Florida for like a year. And it was like a very beautiful and awesome and incredible experience. And when I went down, I didn't really have a lot of stuff. So I brought like a bag of clothes, and I brought my acoustic guitar because I had a feeling I might be there for a while. And as I started getting better and better, and I guess my head got clearer, the more days I had sober, which turned into months, which have now turned into years, my creative spark started coming back. And that's something that had been faltering for a while. So yeah, I was like freshly inspired, just like super grateful to be alive. And yeah, and that's what a lot of these tracks are based about.
Right. So you get a sense of kind of big ideas and difficult issues, addiction, gender identity, things like that. And yet somehow the songs have a lightness and a sunny quality. And actually, I didn't get it from the record version of Baby No More, but the version you just did for us has a kind of bossa nova flavor to it. I don't know if... just in the guitar work, nice. You know? So there's this really nice dichotomy between subject matter and the way it's presented to us.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I am a Gemini, and according to folks who care about astrology...
You're not talking to one, so you're going to really need to explain this
to
me.
Yeah, I got you. According to sources, a Gemini has a dichotomous personality. And I think, for me personally, I just... when I was growing up, I didn't really know... I wasn't really familiar with how to express my feelings. And that came out through song. And the older, now that I'm older, I go to therapy, and like that has helped me learn how to express my feelings. But there was kind of a disconnect with me for a long time. There's a bit of that comes through in my music.
Mm-hmm. And even the slow songs have a kind of buoyancy. There's like a steady rhythmic foundation to almost everything, at least as the songs are produced on the record.
Yeah, for sure.
So the idea of the lonely artist with, you know, with their guitars, you know, in the bedroom. I mean, I guess that's how a lot of these songs began, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But they became so much more than that. And a lot of that has to do with my collaborators on this album. I worked with two producers, Gabe Goodman and Justine Bowe. Justine is my bandmate, and Gabe is a good friend of hers from high school. And they both are just incredible musicians. Great, just a great sense of musicality, super duper creative. And so as a writer, I don't have a very objective view of my songs or like what they mean to other people or how they feel to other people. So it was really nice to just show them these songs and have them, I think, lift them up to their best possible state.
Yeah. One of the key things that the three of you have done here is to surround your voice on almost every song with other voices, so that whether you intended it this way or not, you get a sense of it's not a voice crying in the wilderness alone, but a kind of, there's a community that sort of surrounds you on almost every track of this record.
That's awesome. I'm super glad to hear that came across, because it's, you know, yeah, these songs started as me writing in my room, but kind of in the same way that like, with my recovery started with me like stopping drinking alone, and then I like got into treatment and I got help from other people. And so this like end result now of me, I'm like a pretty stable human being, and it took a village, and it takes a village, and it took a village to make this record. And so it was communal, collaborative, and I grew up singing in choir, and I wanted to have those. I just love the feeling of harmony and being surrounded by voices. So I wanted to convey that on the record.
Mm-hmm. The record is called Giver Taker, which is also one of the songs on it. For you, what is the meaning of that title?
Well, I feel like the older I get, almost every experience to me feels bittersweet. In the context of my recovery, like I feel like I have gained a lot from getting sober and just trying to be a better person. but I did lose my former identity, my like the first, I don't really identify with the person that I was for like the first 22 years of my life, for better, for better and for worse, I think. And I heavily, I'm not religious or Christian, but I do find solace in the phrase, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. I think that that's true. I found that to be my experience. Mm-hmm. And that's a backdrop for a lot of these tunes for me.
Right. The song Giver Taker almost, in the sequence of the album, almost seems like a sequel or a callback to the song we're going to hear next, which is Maker.
Yeah.
Maker is, you were saying just a moment ago how, you know, you no longer feel like you were that person for the first 22, who was there the first 22 years of your life. And this song, Maker, seems to be your real kind of statement of your current identity. Would that be a fair, that's my interpretation of it. Would that be a fair one?
I'd say that's right on the money. It was a chance, I feel like I've had the chance. I have the chance to create myself the way that I want to be. And so that's something that I keep in mind. And that song was my first realization of that.
I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but in Europe, in past centuries, a maker was generally assumed to be an instrument maker. Because they were a musical instrument maker. If you could make instruments, the theory went, you could make anything, you know? So there's a real nice kind of musical analogy to be drawn here, you know, the maker as someone who can make music and therefore is capable of creating just about anything.
That's lovely. It was definitely something that was on the back of my mind as just like, it took me a while to value my musical skill, I guess, or to feel like it was worth anything. And I think writing that was kind of like, yeah, like it's, this is valuable. This is, it is valuable to write, to create, not just for artists, but literally anybody who is devoting any amount of time and care to any creative pursuit is important.
All right, well, let's hear the song. It's called Maker, and we're speaking with Anjimale from Boston, and the new album is called Giver Taker. This song is on it. Again, it's called Maker.
I live in my own home. I live in my paper. The absence becomes me. Just a god, I'm a maker. No country for crazy. But thank you for asking. Thank you. seen anything quite like this. Have you ever done anything quite like this? Have you ever known anything quite like this? Have you ever seen anything quite like this?
That is Anjimile with another live performance from their album called Giver Taker, which comes out on Friday, the 18th. That song is called Maker. You know, the recurring line on Anjimile, you know, I'm not just a boy, I'm a man. I'm not just a man, I'm a god. I'm not just a god, I'm a maker. That hierarchy I was alluding to a few minutes ago before you played the song, it's kind of like built right into the chorus there.
So there's a song by it's like Kanye West and Frank Ocean. It's on Kanye West and Jay-Z's Watch the Throne album. And I forget what it's called, but Frank Ocean says something like, what's a king to a god? Like, what's a god to a non-believer?
Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer who don't believe in?
And there's like a little bit of like a build of like just different identities woven together, being built upon each other to make something greater than the sum of its parts. And that's what I had in mind for that particular line there.
Yeah. Now you mentioned, you know, you're not religious or Christian, but you also mentioned growing up singing in choir. Did you grow up in a religious family?
Yeah. My parents are Presbyterian Christian, grew up going to church and stuff. Curiously, there was no choir in the church I grew up in, but I used to sing in the school choir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how are they with you living as a non-binary, you know, with a non-binary identity? You know, I know it's a personal question, but, you know, there are sort of implications of family and personal relationships shot through this record.
Yeah. You know, coming out is kind of stressful. And coming out, you know, over and over again, as your identity changes, is even more stressful, or rather coming out as my identity has changed, has been a stressful experience. And I recently came out to my parents as trans and non-binary, and I can only imagine how much information that is to take in. Like, I wrote them a very long, very detailed letter, trying to be both as supportive as possible, but also setting boundaries, because I just, you know, I need to live my life. And my dad sent me the most lovely response, and I was not expecting any degree of acceptance or support. And my dad was like, hey, thanks for sharing. Like, I know. And, you know, I believe that God doesn't make mistakes, and like that trans people are created in the image of God. And I just want you to be happy and follow your dreams, and, you know, feel free to come home anytime. And I was like, wow.
Wow. There is a man who walks the walk.
Yeah. He's a good man. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Now your parents are from Malawi, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So did you grow up? The sound of this record has a lot of echoes, to me at least, of West African, Central African, maybe even a little South African music. Did you grow up with that stuff in the house?
Yeah. My parents had a couple of Ladysmith Black Mambazo tapes, and they used to play a lot of Oliver Mutukudzi, who is, I think, maybe my favorite musician of all time, at least my favorite vocalist. And I just love his singing voice. I love the, like, syncopated Zimbabwean rhythms. I love it. So, yes, I was, like, lucky enough to be surrounded by such beautiful music growing up.
Bangwe vanopisa mavivi
have to consciously say, all right, I want to add a little bit of that kind of Shona Zimbabwean vibe here, or does it just come out when you start writing?
It just happens, and it's usually a scenario where I'll have to figure out what was going on afterwards. That's how it goes with all my music. I'm like, oh, here's a little Sufjan there, a little Oliver Mutukunti there. It's kind of like a little dissection after the fact.
So what else did you grow up listening to?
Lots of Madonna. I love Madonna. Her Immaculate Collection CD, Michael Jackson, Bob Marley, Tina Turner, mm-hmm. and Whitney Houston. I love Whitney Houston. Also some Dolly Parton, and my dad loves Celine Dion. So just a lot of good pop music. Oh, Gloria Estefan. My parents love Gloria Estefan. So a lot of that.
All right. So it was a kind of a healthy diet of pop music from several continents, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, there is a track, I mean, the album is sung, you're American, you sing in English, but there is a track called Ndima Kukunda.
Yeah, Ndima Kukunda.
What language is that?
So that's Chichewa, spoken in Malawi.
Yeah, so do you speak that language?
Not really, no. No, my parents speak Chichewa fluently, but not I.
What does the word mean?
Ndima Kukunda means I love you.
Oh.
And yeah, it just came about. I wrote that song years ago, and I just had an impulse to incorporate Chichewa, and I asked my dad how to say I love you in Chichewa. And something I've always loved about Chichewa is just how rhythmic and musical the language is, just spoken. Yeah. So it just really was easy to make it into a song. It was very, very easy.
Is it a tonal language?
Yes. There's like, it's like, no, my parents are going to make fun of me if they hear me try to explain it. I'm not going to go into it.
I will a simple yes will have to do.
A simple yes, yeah.
It is a tonal language. Do you know what time it is? Yes. So now the next song you're going to do for us is called 1978. What's the significance of that year for you?
So 1978 is my guesstimation of the year that my grandmother passed away, my mom's side. She passed away when my mom was super young and was obviously a huge influence on my mom's life and on my mom's sense of faith and spirituality. And that's something that has, in my opinion, like been a pervasive positive force in our family. Like there's like a pervasive, like positive matriarchal force in the family. And I think that it's a direct result of the powerful and important impact that my grandmother had on my mom.
Hmm. All right. The song is called 1978. We're speaking with Anjimile. The album is called Giver Taker. This song will be on it when it comes out on Friday. But here's Anjimile with a live performance.
I was a little cross. I was a little cold. I was a little lost. Dead to me, truth be told. Dead to me, truth be told. Tell me truth is in the light. You're a miracle to behold. Truly in the night, it's a miracle to be held by you. What today can I make inside of my heart for you? Bold and bright, I could fall asleep in your love. Thank you. sing to me mother's grace. Give to me mother's trust. I've never seen her face, but I think she looks like us. I think she looks like us. I think I'm ashamed of the awful things I have done to you. What today can I make inside of my heart for you? In the sweetest and deepest part of my soul, you are bold and bright. I could fall asleep in your love.
That's Anjimile live at their home in Boston. Or you're in Boston proper? You're in the Boston area?
Yeah, I'm in the neighborhood of Jamaica Plain, Boston, Mass.
Nice. 1978 is the name of the song. It's from the forthcoming record called Giver Taker, which is Anjimile's debut LP. Have there been other things that have leaked out over the preceding years, an EP or stray singles, or is this really the first chance that we're getting to hear your music?
I've released like DIY EPs in the past, and I think this feels like a debut to me simply because like the recording quality is just vastly better. Like the past releases were truly DIY, like mm-hmm. on my phone or computer, just trying to figure out my style. And this Give or Taker feels like the first artistic statement I've made that is like fully encapsulates what I want to communicate as an artist and as a musician.
And as the person that you now are, I mean, were those right. earlier songs the you said something really striking a little while ago, where you referred to, you know, not a change of identity, but changes that our identities, whoever we are, yeah. are constantly changing and evolve. We hope, you know, you hope that you don't just yeah. like kind of stay still in one place for the rest of your life. So does this feel like a debut for that reason, that this is you as you now are?
It certainly does. I have an old album that I made in college with my college buds, and this was back before I identified as trans, and I identified as a girl and like as a lesbian, and I take testosterone, and I have for the past couple of years, and so this was like maybe 7 years ago, and my voice, I mean, I sound like a little literal baby. It's wild to hear. And I'm like, no shade to that music, but it just no longer represents who I am today.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, your voice is in absolutely beautiful shape and very nice, very nicely done. Anjimali is the artist. Give or Taker is the record. It's out on Friday. Anjimali, thank you so much. This has been really a lot of fun.
Thank you. Yeah. Wow. Yes. Thank you.
Not another word from me why you came to say goodbye. Not another word from you, my love.
And if you'd like to see the videos of Anjimali's live performances, they're on our website at newsounds.org or on our YouTube channel. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlik. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for this remote edition of the Soundcheck podcast from newsounds.org.
Will I live to shake the dead? Will I crumble from the weight? Not another word from you, I came to say goodbye.